to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM, where every week we discuss all things climate change and climate action. This week, we're talking all about biodiversity. Wicklow's Green Scene Group, a biodiversity partner for businesses looking to utilise live walls, roof and terrace gardens and plants, has doubled in size in the past 2 years and forecasts further growth. And it's based in Kilpeter. Peter Stapleton is the business manager of Green Scene, and I visited him to have a chat.
I suppose the customers will come to us with different ideas of what they want to achieve in their spaces. So originally people might just come to us and say, look, we're looking for two or three office plants. Other customers will come to us and say, we want you to design a whole landscaping scheme for our new building. Others will come with the kind of, the nature hat on, the biodiversity hat on, looking to see what we can do to make their company more climate friendly, enrich the biodiversity of their space, and make it a more pleasant place for people to work, for their customers to enjoy. So I think plants generally will have a kind of calming and enjoyable nature for people. Like the studies are probably out there to say why that is, but anyone who walks through a forest, walks through a garden even, will just notice themselves taking in kind of their surroundings, being a little bit more at peace. So it's as much as we can trying to replicate that in a workplace environment, in a hospitality environment, is what we kind of try to do. We talk a lot about metro nature, urban nature, about bringing nature into our cities and into not even just our cities, but the places we live, we work, and we interact.
And I love that as well, that businesses come to you with both small scale and large scale ideas. Like, this kind of thing is for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I suppose as a business we've prided ourselves on over the 40 plus years. If people want one or two small office plants, we'll find something that works for them. If people want to completely create a jungle in their space, then brilliant. You know, we're happy to do that as well. Whatever kind of small way we can do to bring more nature into the lives of our customers, then we're happy to do it.
And on top of that, you've got a really cool space sitting right in front of me there. So there's two goats here, there's loads of trees, plants, it's all self-sufficient, and it kind of proves what you're able to do.
Yeah, and I suppose it comes back to that space there that you're talking about. It's our specific biodiversity area, and we try to leave it as unmanaged and to nature as we can, because part of our business is making places attractive and visually appealing, but equally acknowledging that, like, nature, it isn't always clean, it isn't always sharp edges and perfectly square or, you know, in line lawns. It's actually about all the different species intertwining, growing over one another, and leaving our goats just to keep it somewhat in hand, because you know, if we do also live or work in these areas, and we can't just have nature completely run wild, but where we can as much as possible, that's what we're trying to do there.
And no chemicals, you let the weeds grow.
Yeah, pretty much. And our nursery now, we made a decision probably 5 or 6 years ago to completely get rid of chemical use on our site, because we're trying to push it with our customers the whole time to be chemical free. So again, practice what you preach. And it's worked out well for us. It's a little bit of extra work sometimes, you know, where even on the kind of the patio we're sitting on now, the easiest thing for us to do would be to spray it dead with chemicals. But that has an impact on our biodiversity area next door, has an impact on the wildlife here. And maybe if we took that approach, we wouldn't have such a beautiful garden or the sound of the bees and the birds and butterflies in the background. So definitely a move that we're delighted to have done and stand over.
And one final question. If anybody's listening and wants maybe a small tip, something small that they can change in their lifestyle to bring biodiversity into their life, into their tiny apartment in the middle of a town, what would you say to them?
I'd say look for planting that is pollinator friendly. So it's easy to maybe go to a garden centre or look online and pick out the planting that you think might look best in a certain position or spot, and going back to that aesthetic point, whereas actually there's some beautiful plants that might look very similar but have a hugely different impact on their contribution to the local wildlife and species. So some of the plants I mentioned there, you know, around like the simple ones, lavender, hebes, rosemary, heather is brilliant in terms of its impact on biodiversity, and also looks great. So there's loads of places where you can find pollinator friendly plant lists, so there's a big enough range for you to choose from that'll have the contribution you wanted to make in your garden and just be doing your little bit for nature.
And that's Peter Stapleton, Business Manager of Greenscene in Kilpeter. You can get even more information online. Visit the website arstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. Ars to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission Amman with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far online.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Amman with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more information. Info.